0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard as we hit the midweek point of another busy period in Scottish football. St Johnstone become the first Premiership team to publicly say no thanks to the idea of a 10-team top flight. Kasper Schmeichel will be out for around 6 weeks, according to Brendan Rodgers. And there's a big night of Championship action ahead at the top and bottom of the table. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Simon Donnelly and Marvin Bartley.
Yeah, with it being midweek, Gordon, normally there's not a lot to speak about, but like you said there, St Johnstone coming out and speaking about the 10-team league, I'm sure a lot of people had their say on it yesterday. I'm sure Simon's got his own view on it as well, and so have I. So it's been a strange couple of days, and then obviously the disappointing news as well for Celtic with the Kasper Schmeichel injury. Looks like he's going to be out for 7 or 8 weeks, and as I said at the time, you know, it was one of those that was avoidable. You know, hopefully it's a lesson learnt from all officials when it's that blatant, the flag needs to go up to avoid any more serious injuries like this one.
Yeah, when I seen the talk in the league yesterday, I actually thought April Fool's, with it being the first. However, there is obviously thoughts about restructuring it. I'm not too sure, you know, I'm of an era where I can remember the 10 league division, but I don't know if it's good or bad or indifferent. Time will tell.
0141 951 1025. Give us a call right now then. What are you thinking? This was impossible to just have it boxed in on one night, because once the 10 team top flight idea, which caused an unbelievable amount of debate on the show last night, came up, it was going to follow that in the next few days clubs would be asked about it, owners, managers, players, whatever. And the first one that's really had the chance today was St Johnstone's, their owner. Very strong. Not only did he not like the idea, said it would be a terrible idea. So wonder if you've got any updated thoughts. Still overnight, this morning, this afternoon, people are emailing and tweeting and Instagram messaging their solutions and their formats for the league and all that sort of stuff. We've even got a poll going on our Twitter feed at Clyde SSB. Go and head over there and vote on that, why don't you? Let us know what your preferred structure will be. So if the volume of calls last night is anything to go by, I reckon there's a few of you didn't get through, and I'm imagining more of the same tonight. So come on, 0141 951 1025. Celtic fans, I think Marvin maybe added on a couple more weeks from what I heard, but maybe he knows something else. 5 or 6 weeks, I think, for Kasper Schmeichel. Is that fine? Is that okay? Can you get by? What did you make of Sinisalo at the weekend? That would obviously take into account the cup semi-final and so on, and some big-ish league games, but I think most people think it's done. And then in theory, back for a Scottish Cup final, should Celtic get there. So your verdict please on that injury for Kasper Schmeichel. Big games in the Championship tonight if you're interested there. Simo Vallecari has many people writing St Johnstone off as going down. They play Celtic of all teams this weekend, but he says crazy things can happen in football, and it believes they can cause an upset. So anything else that you've got for us out there? Motherwell fans, I see Tom Sparrow signed a new contract, so there's a lot doing the rounds for a Wednesday. Give us a call please on 0141 951 1025. It's just something, even though we're locked in here, there's just something better about everything when the sun is shining. And can I just say, there was never more of a guarantee on this earth that you two would be the pundits to come in shorts. If I had one final pound to my name, I would have bet on you two coming here in shorts. Not in a million.
I almost went for the flip flops.
That doesn't. You wear the flip flops in January.
Yes. But decided against them. But one thing that
doesn't. One thing that doesn't improve with the sun is people's driving. I know I'm going to sound like Victor Meldrew here for the older audience who know who he is. But some of the driving that I encountered on my way here today, when you doubted whether I was actually going to be here with your message that you sent me, but we'll move on to that later on in the show. The driving is just poor, and I'm hearing a lot of
what's this?
A lot of awful music as well that's too loud. I just feel like I'm getting to that age
now
where
cars with the windows down.
Yeah, and it's just like, mate, put your windows up. It's 15 degrees.
If he's going to come here in a bad mood, the rest of us are in trouble.
I know.
He's the happiest.
He's the happiest
pundit we've got.
I hate traffic.
What's going on though? I never asked.
Traffic lights and traffic is one of my pet hates.
I
wasn't interested in what's annoying you in life at the moment.
But we needed to tell you.
Just need to get off your chest.
Yeah. I feel better now, though. We're ready to go.
Honestly, he's the happiest pundit we've got, so I don't know how the rest are going to fare. But 01419511025. Give us a call right now, whether it is league reconstruction, whether it's Kasper Schmeichel's injury, whether it's something else entirely. We're here for you on the usual number and on Twitter as well, at Clyde SSB. Of course, this will be the last quiet midweek for a couple, because Rangers fans, you'll go back into the Europa League for the next two. You could, by all means, get your early, very early thoughts over on that as part of a package about what the rest of the season looks like. The whole Barry Ferguson thing still up for debate and ownership and so on. So yeah, get the calls in. 01419511025. Are we over the weekend? I mean, it's Wednesday. Well, great, great entertainment, you have to say.
A lot of goals.
A lot of goals.
You happy? Yeah. Happy with what you witnessed?
Yeah, spent it in here with you as well.
Oh, so you did.
Yeah, it was one of the best weekends I've ever had. Mm. But like I said, no, a lot of goals were flying in. St Mirren fans were absolutely delighted as well, weren't they? So, yeah, no, it was good. I was really happy with the quality of the football until Sunday, and I went up to Dingwall and it changed a little bit. But yeah, no, my Saturday was a lot better than my Sunday.
It's probably the least entertaining out of ever,
wasn't it?
You get stuck up there.
Oh man! At least it was. Listen, it was sunny for a bit, but yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't the best of games, but
good
Dundee
United.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Got over the line. Most important.
Were you Celtic Park duty?
I was at Celtic Park. Yes. Watched Celtic score three really top quality goals, breaking on Hearts and really putting the game to bed before half time. And then I caught the last little bit of you guys on the radio on the way home before I watched Dundee Rangers, which was a hell of a game.
Oh, it was incredible. It really was. But come on down, 01419511025. What's on your mind tonight? Hopefully many of you are home safe and sound from a hard day's graft. Get the feet up, the barbecue's on. It has to be that season. Even though if you're in the shade you'll be freezing, yeah. But you just get in and bear it. You just stick it out because you have to. So do give us a call and let us know what you are thinking. Right, what about this league reconstruction business then? Usually the type of phrase I would roll my eyes at and think, surely not again. But it just feels like this is a kind of big deal again. It's a big talking point. The level of debate I've seen on this on social media over the last 24 hours and on this show last night has been incredible. And it has moved on today because we've got the first club, if you like, that have said anything publicly about it, and that is St Johnstone. Now, they, of course, have an American owner and chairman in Adam Webb. So you sometimes wonder how he would see things versus everyone else. But safe to say, if the idea is 10 teams, he is not a fan. Let's hear what he had to say on that topic.
That would be a huge mistake. I think the bar, for good or for bad, when it comes to football, is the English Premiership. They've got 20 clubs. We're not the same size as England, obviously, in Scotland, and we're not going to have 20 clubs in our Premiership. But what you want to do is edge closer to that, because it is a more familiar system that is more geared towards success on the world stage and on the UK stage. And so we should absolutely be heading in the other direction from looking at the quality in championship this season. I can tell you we have 2, 3, 4 clubs for sure that would do just fine in the Premiership. And that's more where we should be headed. We should be growing the Premiership. And so it's absolutely the opposite. We should be, I believe, going to a 14-team league very soon. And then 5 years later, we should be projecting, as long as the quality in the championship is sufficient, we should be projecting to go to a 16-team league. And if you keep growing it on a gradual, very deliberate way, we can make sure that the quality is there. We absolutely need to have quality with every team in the Premiership. But that's the direction we should be going, because it's better for Scotland, it's better for Scottish football.
So he was speaking to Sky Sports today, was Adam Webb. What do you make of that, though? We've got a poll running on the at Clyde SSB Twitter as well, so go and have your say over there. Craig is in Fife. How's it going, Craig?
not bad, guys. How's yourself?
Not bad. What are you thinking? Would you go for 10 teams? I've not met anyone yet who says yes, so surprise me.
No, I think we definitely need more teams in the league for, well, a bunch of reasons. But what I would do is split it into a 16-team league. So you would each play each other twice, which is 30 games. After the split, you would split the league in three sections. So top six, middle six, and a bottom four. and they would all play each other once. So that would mean less games for the top six, who instead of 38, they would be playing 35. Same for the middle six, they'd be playing 35. And the bottom four, who have thinner squads, would be playing 33 games, excluding the playoff. There would be obviously two relegation spots at the bottom and a playoff spot, third from bottom.
Does that leave you with only three? That's three Old Firm games then, yeah?
Yeah, which is the biggest issue, really. But I liked what the caller yesterday suggested about playing the third game at Hampden. I think that's fair enough. But obviously with Sky Sports, that's probably a issue you'd have to thin out.
Yeah, like it's always been the reported theory. I don't know if anyone ever publicly says, like, hard and fast, it must have four Old Firm. But that, you know, that's always the idea. Could you go to three? I think, I don't know, what would you think of Craig's overall proposal? If Craig was running the game, would he get your vote?
Yeah, I'm just still trying to work Craig's theory.
Believe me, that's one of the simpler ones I've heard.
Listen, it's imaginative. I don't know if there's too much in it with three splits that he suggests there.
Yeah.
I just feel with the sponsorship, the TV, they'll always look for the four Rangers Celtic games. And I don't know how you come about that. You go about that. I like the idea of the St Johnstone guy. They're talking about expanding the league. It interests me because there is clubs there. You know, your Falkirk's, I know Dunfermline are languishing just now, but the size of the clubs, it would be nice to see something different. But then that brings along the problem of two Celtic Rangers games.
What do you think of Craig's proposal specifically first?
Yeah, I like that he's taking some time to go through it, but yeah, not for me. I don't think it will work for a couple of reasons. That kind of second six that we're talking about, what are they playing for ultimately? I know we speak a lot about maybe young players getting an opportunity, et cetera, et cetera. That might give the perfect opportunity for those clubs to maybe do that. But yeah, I just don't think it will work. I don't know why a club would vote for that, if I'm honest, at this moment in time.
Do you think they should change it at all at the moment?
No, I don't. You know, and I'm going to go against what a lot of people do say. I don't think there is a quality in the Championship that we're speaking about to turn it into a bigger league. You're going to have to look at Livingston. For me, Livingston are third place at the moment. I don't know if they win today, they go into second place.
Yeah.
The team, Livingston's team, isn't better this season than it is last season. So they'll be one of the teams you're talking about coming up, and they deserve to do it. Don't get me wrong, Dunfermline, Falkirk, all of these teams have got, you know, big following. Partick Thistle exactly the same.
Yeah.
But in terms of the quality, I disagree. I think there's a big gap. I'll be interested to know over the last 8 or 10 years, how many teams have won the playoff from the Championship to get promoted to the Premier League. And I think Falkirk have shown it this season. They've not signed that many players, and they've gone from winning League One to the top of the Championship with, you know, 5 or 6 games to go.
Craig, that middle six is Marvin's sticking point. He thinks that does lead to meaningless games.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I guess my reasoning was you want to give those middle teams a little bit of a buffer from the relegation zone, and that gives them a chance to sort of run out younger players, like you were saying. And because I think that's missing with managers constantly looking over their shoulder for the next sack, and I think it just gives them a little bit of breathing room to try things out. And maybe if Hibs had stuck with their man who wanted to play out from the back, you know,
which
I know
one?
Doing well now, but well, yeah. You know, he maybe wouldn't have got the sack, and you could say that for a lot of managers who try to play. So giving them a bit of a buffer from the bottom of the league, I think, would be good. But you're right, they're not playing for much.
But you can still,
when you run your young boys out, yeah. You know? You
could still meet in the middle though, because Craig's core point there is 16.
Mm-hmm.
So any bigger league does take the chances of going down, obviously, reduces them. You could still have the split. You know, I think this came up a bit last night. So whether it is a 16 which splits into 2 8s, or a 14 which splits into a 6 and an 8, that then does still allow you to maintain your four Old Firm games, if that is the, you know, if that is as important as it seems to be.
I just think, what is the gain though? I know there'll be other teams wanting involved. Get that, other clubs wanting involved. But what is the gain? Because
of increasing.
Well, Craig says it reduces the games from 38 to 35.
Well, yeah.
Does that make a huge difference over a season?
Yeah, but then I suppose they're not. You're never going to reduce it that much, are you?
Yeah.
Like you're not going to suddenly knock 10 games off a league season.
That's why I'm asking Marvin there, is it worth changing at all at the moment? People out there will say it's the least competitive because there's only two teams that really win it. Celtic have won it over the last period most of the time, but
you could have any size league and that won't change.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how you change that.
To be fair, that's not the bit that's changing.
He touches on the next bit about the being brave enough to put youth in to enhance your game, but the volatility of sacking managers is there anyway.
I think it reduces the chances though, because if you are, you know, the bigger the league, the less chance you've got of going down ultimately. You know, if in our Premiership just now, probably every manager apart from a couple feel like they could go down at the start at the start of a season. Certainly a good chunk of those teams, and they do everything to guard against that first.
I just don't believe that it will, you know, encourage managers
to
play the young players, because it'd be exactly the same. The next point will be, oh, you get slightly more money for finishing, you know, slightly higher up the league. So we need to go for that. I don't think it's going to be like, right, we're going to, if you make it a bigger league and you say you must have a minimum of, I don't know, 3 under-21 players within your squad, then that's totally different. But I think you're going to have to make that, because if you don't, in a year's time, we'll be in exactly the same position with exactly the same amount of young players playing or pathways being blocked, because, you know, nothing will change for me.
Thank you to Craig. Go and vote on our Twitter poll on this. I want to get a good number of votes to see what the preferred option is. You can go 10, 12, 14 or 16 on there. Starting to get the feeling we could do this for 5 nights and no one would phone in and say they want this 10 team idea, which is how the conversation started, by the way. But I'll keep plugging away. We'll see if we get someone. And we're going to speak to Gary in Thornleybank when we return.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Marvin Bartley and Simon Donnelly are here, 0141 951 1025. Don't let anyone tell you there's no appetite for a debate around league reconstruction, whatever that looks like, because the phone lines are every bit as hot as they were last night. So let's stick with it and see what you've got for us out there. That Twitter poll is ticking away nicely to see what number you'd like in the top flight. Gary is in Thornleybank. How are you, Gary?
How are we doing, guys?
What's your take on all this then?
So the guy, the producer, kind of liked my idea, so
Who's he to decide? I'll be having words. Right, go on then.
So keep it as it is with the 12, right? When the split comes, bottom team goes down, the top eight go into like a cup draw, winner of that wins the league.
Oh, jeez.
So you have your quarter final, your semi final, your final, create a bit of competition, give other teams a chance to win the league.
So in theory, the team that over the normal league format who finishes like fifth could just win the league?
Exactly, they do it in other countries.
Oh, what producer liked that idea? Come in here and show yourself. We've gone all MLS type. Oh, Gary, and do you know what I'm amazed at as well, Gary? You're a Rangers fan, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought that.
Let's be honest. You know, everybody's sick of Celtic and Rangers when they got the thing.
Wow, it's not what I expected. Because it started. I'm a bit lost for words.
It started badly with the producer saying they liked the idea. I should have known from then it was a non-starter.
I'm mad in there.
Yeah.
Wonder what one it was.
Can only imagine.
I can take that from your tone that you don't think.
Non-starter.
Don't laugh at Gary's point. He's thought this out.
Yeah, that can't happen.
Does it not just kind of diminish the idea of a league, Gary? Is that not the problem with it?
As I say, I mean, we want to, you know, make the game better, get more eyes on it. Creating competition is the way to do that. I mean, what's the point in going into a league when you know who's going to win it every year?
Oh, don't get me wrong. At the core of that, believe me, as a fan of a wee team,
If anyone would like the idea, I thought it would have been.
I know. No, that's the thing. I like the idea.
They wouldn't be top eight.
Excuse me.
It's a low blow.
But
I'd miss out in the quarters.
I'd feel bad throwing my weight behind the argument, even though, clearly, look, everyone outside the top two would love to see someone else win it. But it feels like that is just such a you know, that ship has totally sailed. It's just all about money. It kind of is what it is. We've got an extreme example of it, but to be fair, we're not the only country in the world where you kind of know roughly even in some of the, I know there have been outliers here and there is more competition, but I mean, Bayern essentially win the German league every, you know, there are loads. I just don't know if we ever get that bit back. It feels like talks about league reconstruction are aimed at fixing maybe other things, but trying to come up with something that means that Celtic or Rangers might not win the league, it feels impossible, doesn't it?
I think it is basically impossible to do that. Even with Gary's idea, even looking at now, look at Motherwell, they're in 8th place on 38 points, and you've got Celtic in top.
So we would make the top 8 then.
Yeah, on 78. But then imagine you win the league and... Yeah.
It just makes a mockery of the whole idea of a league. I get what Gary's saying, everybody wants competition, but
you have to earn that right.
Yeah, over a league campaign, and then you get to a stage where it's the luck of a draw. And it's not working for me.
One kind of game, one injury, one. Oh, imagine the one refereeing decision in that one game that causes the full thing. Yeah. I'd be off sick that night.
Yeah, that would
for sure. Do you know what? At the start, though, I was ready to seize upon something Gary said before he took me in a road I did not expect. Keep it as is, he says, with the 12. What do you think of the split, you, Marvin? Because I'm just interested as someone who came up here and probably thought at the start, what's this? But now...
No, I like it. And you're totally right. When I first came up, I didn't even understand like what was going to go on here. I was like, what do you mean we're going to split into two different leagues? Like, that's not how it works. We just... play each other and that's it. But I do like it, and I've been both sides of it, you know, with Livingston as a player finishing in that top six, and then I remember being an assistant manager. Motherwell actually beat us.
That was brilliant. What a day. That was amazing.
That was the last game before the split, wasn't it?
Oh, you better believe it.
Yeah. And then obviously we went into the bottom six, etc. So I think it's brilliant. I think it keeps it, you know, really competitive. Like I said, a team like Livingston being able to finish in the top six and, you know, getting Celtic, Rangers, I mean, whoever else, you know, it brings a lot of money into the football club. Financially, it's good for the players as well. So, yeah, I really enjoyed the split. I don't think there's anything wrong with what we've got now. I don't think it needs to change. And like you said there, Gordon, if we're going to try and change something, that means we're going to get a different winner. Mm-hmm. The only way that happens is, I think, by just picking balls out of a hat, and whoever you pick out wins the league, because other than that, it's Celtic or Rangers all day.
It feels like, so going back to what Adam Webb, the St Johnstone owner and chairman, said, though, it feels like, see, if you do want change, then does it not feel like 14 is a kind of, you know, whether it is the next obvious step, unless it's completely horrendously broken? Some people might think it is, but most of the pundits we've had on don't seem to agree. But the I think fans want just a bit of variety and maybe want something different. So is that what it just makes sense then to think about 14 first?
Yeah, I'll definitely be more going towards 14 than I would 10, 100%. As I said, I don't see a problem with what we have now.
So, if you had all the choices, I would status quo.
Yeah, I would stick to where we're at now. If I had to pick between 14 and 10, I would 100% be going towards 14. I don't think going back to 10, you know, makes any sense at all for me.
And you think 16's too many?
Yeah, 16's too many. I mean, you're adding teams, without being disrespectful, just to finish towards the bottom of the league. That, you know, if you added four teams now from the Championship into the Premier League, three of that four, if not four of that four, would be the bottom four next season.
What about time, though?
You don't think you'd improve over time?
Oh, everyone improves over time, but they'll be back in the Championship after a year, depending on how many teams go down.
I don't think there's a hell of a lot wrong with what we've got just now. I'm not a big fan of the split, funnily enough. I get what he's saying about it keeps everybody... I just feel sometimes with 12 teams, I know the financial gains, because when I was at Dundee United, they celebrated it to get into that with a last minute goal against Aberdeen. It was the only time I seen that chairman smiling but when I was there, because the financial aspect of it, but it's like sixth out of 12 for me. You know what I mean? I'm just...
You'd never cut adrift, though, are you?
There's always something to play for. I just feel... Well,
if you took it out, though, and you're sixth out of 12, I know. But it's even worse, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I know. I get that. I'm just talking about the 6 out of 12. Yeah. I wouldn't get overly excited about that.
I think, you know, from going back to what you said, if you're coming at it with a complete fresh set of eyes, and you do think it's weird, it's contrived, it's engineered, but if we are saying that we need, to use their quotes, the four Old Firm games, we are going to have to engineer something.
Yeah.
Aren't we, really?
Yeah.
Or go back to 10.
No.
Which nobody wants, apparently. So here we go, round and round. Gary, I'm so sorry Marvin laughed at your idea. It was very rude of him. Don't take it personally, okay?
No bother. Cheers, guys.
Good man. Take care, mate.
Imagine it. Imagine just a playoff, just a shootout to see who wins the league.
Craig's idea is much better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Splits. I don't know. Maybe David is on the other line. How are you, David? You well?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. No complaints in here. What have you got for us?
Well, first of all, definitely not a 10 team league.
Okay.
Before you ask.
Like everybody else.
I think 16 is too much, so I'll definitely say 14. I was listening to the show last night and one of the guys had said about a 14 team league and a split between 6 and 8. But I think you just keep it as simple as what it is. It's just 7 and 7. So you're still getting the first half of the league, you're playing 26 games, so home and away. And then the second part, obviously, you're doing home and away again. So it still gets you 38 games. So there's no 38 games and 40 games for the lower half, like the guy was saying last night. And then bottom two go down, because obviously you've got an extra two teams coming up to make the league. So the bottom two go down. And then the two come up for the championship. Teams 3 to 6 in the championship play, so 3 plays 6, 4 plays 5, and like the quarterfinals, semifinals, and then that could be like a one-off game. It could be a home and away fixture. So
on the post-split fixture rounds, you've got a team sitting out though. Yeah, well, from each half. If you think that's all right, you don't need like a full card.
No, I don't. I think you can get a free week as such. Mm-hmm. Again, that helps with. Like injuries, obviously you want the game to be competitive. You want the game to be a good spectacle. So I think if you're getting, say, one of your star players out, whether it be Rangers, Celtic, Aberdeen, whoever, then you've got an extra week for them to recover as well. So again, you're getting the best players in the park. So I think a free week, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah. What do you make of that? Because it's about the only real obvious thing that jumps out at you there, which would be really different. I've got in my head, like on the last day of the season, or, you know, when the prizes are given out, you kind of want everyone to play, and mm-hmm. maybe I'm putting too much weight on that kind of one day. Would it matter to you if it was a top seven and a bottom seven, and you know, six of the teams are playing and one isn't?
I think it needs to be even. Just for what you said there, I think that last game of the season, so much can happen. You always hope for, you know, teams being able to move up and down the table. Teams in a relegation zone could potentially come out of it. I just think it would be a lot better if they all played on the same day.
Even if it was for the greater good, though, across the entire rest of the season? Because David's plan sounds...
No, it doesn't. It's not bad at all. I just don't... I think
it's
it would
best,
have to
it's
be...
It's the best one,
yeah.
It's the best
it's
idea,
not saying
yet.
A lot, though, from the other two that
no,
we heard
not,
from.
No, it's not. But I think I'm with Marv. You know, the importance of that stage of the season... Could somebody gain that advantage from playing or taking that rest?
Yeah, well, you know, with, yeah. Because you know what...
I think everybody playing at the same time's...
But just really the last, is it just really the last day of the season then that becomes an issue?
Yeah, I think so. Well, it definitely becomes an issue then, because like Simon's saying there, if a team not only scored 2 goals going into the last game, it's very, very different if, you know, they both started on level points, etc. So yeah, I think...
On the other side of that,
David say 2 going down?
2 down,
automatically down.
And then always, we're in the playoffs.
We don't always have a final day where stuff's to play for everywhere, do we?
No, we don't. I would.
You know, are we fantasizing about what can be a really dramatic day when it actually might not be anyway?
No, I always think there would be movement, especially like in the top mm-hmm. half of it, in terms of teams getting to Europe, et cetera, getting to that fourth place. And then I would say at the other end as well, I don't think it's always cemented that who goes in that playoff, relegation playoff zone either. Yeah. So I think there is stuff to play for. I just think you take a lot away from it for fans, for players, for absolutely everybody. You know, not playing that last game. So you, basically your season finishes a week earlier. I don't know.
See, unless there's a huge advantage again for us as a league to hit you in the face and actually mm-hmm. go, do you know what? That's really a positive. Mm-hmm. Why change it? Why?
I think this is what's quite remarkable about the story and the level of...
This is something obviously the level there of, that you're going... You know what? Yeah. That's going to 100% improve the situation.
I think what we're seeing is most fans want it bigger.
Change.
Whether that's 14 or 16, most fans want it bigger, and that should be worth listening to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the thing with the 14 as well, you pointed out, so it'd be 3 divisions, so it would...
So 3-14 still leaves you with 42.
Aye, which... I mean,
that's if you restructured everybody.
Looking at us as a nation the size of our nation, we've got 4 leagues. We've got 4 senior mm-hmm. leagues there. probably overkill. So you would reduce that and have three.
So you'd be restructuring the full thing. Okay. Thank you to David on there. At Clyde SSB as well, if you want to vote in the poll, I'll give you an update on that in the not too distant future. That's what I was saying though, I think remarkable that how much traction this story's got, because the headline is the 10 team.
Mm-hmm. Don't do
much. And by a mile, it's just nobody, yeah. Nothing. I mean, it seems to be driven by a desire to play fewer games. So, well, I'm not saying that's not important, mm-hmm. but it feels like Scottish football fans have spoken already to say that there is a much longer list of other things they would rather consider than playing fewer
games. I think football in general, you know, we speak about, well, all the top players are speaking about wanting to play less games and the big clubs want to play less games, etc. But it's just not going to work, I don't think. Going to a 10-team league, I think, is a real backward step for us as a footballing nation to say, all right, we're going to go from 12 to 10. I just don't think it makes the game better for anyone. Yes, players might play a few less games, but in terms of supporters and actual clubs financially, how they'll benefit from it, just doesn't make sense. And then, like you said, at this moment in time, the broadcast is about having, you know, those four, you know, games between Celtic and Rangers, which we'd still get with the 10, but I just don't
two less,
like it.
Two less games, we're talking about. It's
nothing, is it, really?
Nothing.
Somebody somewhere must think that's enough games to reduce it by.
And then we speak about young players coming through. That's going to go the other way even more then. If you've got, you know, two less games, you've got 10 teams, it's not improving anything for anyone, I don't think, doing that. So, yes, a non-starter.
You are kind of bound roughly, aren't you, though? You're not, because even if we're talking about taking games away or even adding games on, you're not going to do that. But I know you're saying it's only two.
Yeah.
But you're not going to suddenly knock off like eight games of your league, are you? Like, I can't imagine any league would suddenly do that or add them on. So if there's to be a tweak in the number of games, it's bound to be a small tweak.
Yeah, it's a minimal tweak that they can make to it. And like you said, even if you go with more teams and you end up playing each other twice or whatever people want to do, it's just, yeah, it's. I mean, the idea
of that, just for a total freshness, it's an appeal, but it will never happen. Mm-hmm. It will never happen in this country because, you know, the TV people want the four games, the Celtic Rangers games. They want them, so they have to be shoehorned in somewhere along the way.
But the thing is, there's more to it than that as well, though, because you're saying that even if you put that to one side, Marvin, you just think 16's too big. You just think it's too big for a country this size. You think the quality's too diluted. So, yes, there's a feeling that we bow down to the four Old Firm games, but it's not the only reason that people don't want a 16-team league.
No.
And by the way, loads of people do. But
yeah.
I mean, for you.
It's not, for me, it's not improving the top flight by going to 16 teams. As I said, you know, you used Livingston's example earlier. It just doesn't make sense to me that you would do that.
But what it would do is more variety for fans.
Yeah, it would change it up for fans, yeah. That's the only, I suppose, positive from
which it. Which is quite a big one. Okay, keep the calls coming. Quite incredible how busy this all is, but never mind, keep it coming. We've got this to tell you about first.
Oh my god.
Cash Dash.
Brilliant stuff, man.
£510,000, that is what is up for grabs. Obviously life-changing amount. You do not need me to tell you that. £510,000. And it is so easy to get in the draw as well. Text YES to 61025. The texts are 250 plus your standard network rate. You can enter on our website for 250 or call 0330 880 4523. And the calls are charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only. And all the rules for this Rail Network competition are on our website. And the lines close 5pm on Friday, which means you are starting to run out of time. So do not miss out on the chance to win it. £510,000. Text YES to 61025.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Marvin Bartley and Simon Donnelly are here. 0141 951 1025. You can tweet at Clyde SSB. Do you want an update on what the poll looks like?
Yeah, go on.
It's quite a good sample size. So we asked people to vote on whether they wanted 10 teams. Because remember, this is why we're having this discussion, this story about 10 teams being looked at for the top flight. So we gave you a choice: 10, 12, 14 or 16. Nearly 1500 votes. So quite a sizable number. 10 teams, 3%. I suspect there's a couple of people that are just at it as well, because no one's phoning in. 12 teams, so stick where you are. Only 9% to stick.
Oh wow.
33% want to go up to 14 teams.
Right.
And 54%, the winner so far by a mile,
16,
is the 16. So there is an appetite for bigger. We know that. What it really tells you, though, in the context of this discussion, is if clubs, if a club or if clubs, plural, want 10, they appear to be wildly out of touch with Scottish football fans.
Yeah, they definitely are. I think they're out of touch with a lot of people. To think that 10 was ever going to be a good idea or would ever be passed. I'm actually surprised that it's 54%, like you said there, of the people who voted online want a 16-team league. I imagine 53% of those people are actually St. Johnson fans wanting a bigger league to prop themselves up. But yeah, listen, I'm all for anything except for going to 10, Gordon. I would prefer to stay at 12, but listen, I'm not a supporter that goes week in, week out to support my football club. So if the fans are out there saying they want it to be slightly bigger, then who am I to argue?
Let's bring in Callum then, who's on the line. How are you, Callum?
So,
yeah, not bad, Callum, thank you. What's your take on it?
So I'm coming from a slightly different perspective.
Okay.
So I believe there's far too many professional teams in Scotland, just due to the size of some of the teams going to lower down. So I would propose going to two leagues of 16 teams each and making an additional, I think it's an additional 12 into non-league teams. To kind of help the teams further down. So I feel as if there's a lot of the teams that are just a similar sort of size as some of the kind of larger junior or kind of non-league teams. And I also think it would help further up the leagues with kind of younger players playing for kind of Scotland squads and things like that as well.
Yeah, well, funnily enough, I know there are talks, you'll tell us this, Callum, but if you're a kind of non-league fan, you know, I think Tier 5's having its reconstruction talks as well, you know, so below the SPFL currently, which is another can of worms. What do you think? Does Scotland have too many professional teams?
I think we've got too many leagues.
Too many teams? 42 currently. Marvin, you've been in League One.
Yeah.
Listen, it's tough to tell somebody
exactly
that, you know, their team isn't needed anymore, so to speak, to put it bluntly. Listen, it's one of those things. I definitely agree with what Callum's saying in terms of the size of clubs down there. There's very similar sizes. And listen, I was at a team that were full-time and paying less than teams that were part-time. So it's one of those things.
That system doesn't sound right. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah.
When I look at, you know, League One and so on, that doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Well, that's exactly my point. What is the point in being full-time when, you know, you can't compete with the part-time teams in terms of what they're paying? So, yeah, it becomes difficult. But Callum is right. I would probably restructure that more than what I'm talking about at the top end of things. I think if you make it to, you know, you take basically get rid of a league. I think you have to regionalise it, though, to allow those teams, because financially it's going to cost those teams far too much. But, you know, one of my mates, for example, plays up at Elgin and they're so passionate about their team. I don't care where they have to travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for us to say to them, oh, do you know what, by the way, you're going to go into non-league, wouldn't really work.
Is that not the problem, Callum? You know, if you were starting all over again, if you had a completely blank slate and you were dreaming it all up, you probably wouldn't have 42 professional teams in Scotland. But as Marvin says, how do you tell teams who've got proud histories and have, you know, given everything for hundreds of years that they now just have to kind of move aside? How do you do that?
See, I think you target that more. Because like, I look at Elgin, I look at like teams like Annan Athletic. Like, what's the ambition for them just now? Where if you went to that, I think the ambition would to be the best of the best in Scotland for like junior teams or like non-league. So you'd look at, like they do in England, like an FA, I think it's an FA Trophy or an FA Vase. So you'd have that, you'd have a regional higher league as we've got just now, you'd have a regional lower league, and the ambition for these teams would to be the best of the best in their region and probably in Scotland for the size of club. Because they're never going to compete with the likes of Aberdeen and Celtic and Rangers. They'll still get the chance during the Scottish Cup like we have just now. I think two Highland League teams in the last 2 years kind of got the cup runs, got to both the old fan teams, so you've still got a bit of that, but you've got the more competition and you've got more chance of winning something. It's kind of more meaningful.
I think that is fair, Marvin. I mean, again, it's purely hypothetical, and so maybe pointless. I accept that, but in a completely perfect ideal world, is 42 too many?
Again, yeah, probably is for the size of the country. But I don't know how you now work that out.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about this imaginary world.
If we were to start again, yeah, I think you would make the league smaller. You potentially only have maybe three leagues rather than the current four that we do have. But But yeah, listen, you know, Callum used Elgin as an example there, what they're playing for. Elgin just went and paid £30,000 for Kane Hester. So they are putting money into it. They have ambitions to go through the league. So as I said, you know, we are where we are with it. I think we can put it in a better way to make it more competitive potentially. But yeah, I wouldn't want to be the one that's, you know, knocking at those clubs' doors and saying, by the way, off you pop.
Still,
that's the thing. That's weird. As you say, if you start that from a clean sheet, fair enough. And there's a lot of good points Callum makes there, but where do you start? How do you go about telling these teams you're no longer in the league? You're going into a non-league. It's that's the difficult side of that. Trying to restructure that.
Yeah, this maybe as a different discussion for a different day, but it does feel like there is such a spread, though. You know, as you mentioned, so you've been a full-time team in League One. But actually, players would rather be part-time because they can earn much more money alongside their other jobs. You've got having a division with like one full-time team in it. Then below that, what we've obviously seen is now that the trapdoor is there, the teams who do come out of League Two and get into the Lowland League, they're never really seen again. They never bounce straight back. Whether, you know, Albion Rovers, Cowdenbeath, etc. There are then clubs at that level that are pretty ambitious. So, in fact, is it tonight? I think Keith Kilbride can win the Lowland League. I think tonight. I think they're already guaranteed a playoff. Right. They can win it. You know, it feels like we are in a period where a lot of these teams are going to pass each other.
It's so difficult to get out of the league at this moment in time. I think that's the biggest problem. And I saw something online as well about the vote for the, was it the Lone League or whatever it was? And talking about not having a relegation from there, and then from the league below, some teams are going to be moving about and they're finishing fourth from bottom. It's just, it's for me, it's a mess. I know, listen, we're going slightly off topic with it, but I think the whole thing at that level needs to be sorted out. And as you said there, Gordon, I don't see the sense of teams being full time and paying boys, say, 250 quid a week. You know, there's a reason that Arbroath are top of the League One. I know Inverness have gone for administration, but Arbroath are top and they're part time because they've got all the experienced players, you know, that rather be part time, earn a good bit of money from that, have their jobs as well. So yeah, maybe if we, I don't know, if you can make it all full time or whatever in the top two leagues and then try and go from there potentially.
But okay, amongst all that we've now gone, we've got distracted a bit from the main debate. How do you get clubs to not just vote for their own self-interest, whether it's this or anything else? Because I'm not saying that it is, because clearly there's no desire for it, but let's just say somehow we knew that on paper 10 teams actually is the best, right? For whatever reason. See, if you're a team in the Championship just now, why would you vote for it? Why would you?
You wouldn't. And that's where, what was this thing that you said, 75% have got to vote for it? It wouldn't happen.
What about if it's a financial gain from it, then? Again, listen, if there's some sort of financial gain from it going to 10 teams, then we're going to filter more money into the Championship, etc. So, I don't know, the equivalent of finishing 12th in the league this season, you'd earn more money potentially winning championship next season. I think that's the only way that you begin to say, right, it makes a little bit more sense. There's more money filtered through the game, because outside of that, I agree with Simon, there is no way that a football club are going to vote for a smaller league, which makes it harder for them to get into and then stay in, if there's not really a financial gain for them to do so.
Okay, well, let's put that to one side for a moment and play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
A real mixed bag on a Wednesday. You don't really know what you're going to get. It can be easy, I would say, against Simon and Marvin. But
no, against Simon. Please don't put me in that bracket. I'm not the same as him.
Well, we'll find out.
He's having a good season. He's letting us all know about it.
Yeah, he sure is. If you want to play Beat the Pundit tonight, you have to give us a call before 7 o'clock on 0141 951 1025. Let's do it.
Taking your calls on Scottish football, 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Marvin Bartley and Simon Donnelly are here. It's 0141 951 1025. There appears to be a massive appetite to keep this league reconstruction debate going, so feel free, but if you want to switch focus, now would be a good time to do so, I would say. 0141 951 1025. 5 or 6 weeks apparently for Kasper Schmeichel. What do you make of that, Celtic fans? Do you think you will see him again this season? Of course, if it is 5 or 6, then you definitely will. But do you think, is it starting to get a bit touch and go? Do you think maybe he'll be out for the remainder of the campaign? How comfortable are you doing without him for that period? Let us know. It's a big night in the Championship. Lots of other things happening. So do give us a call and we'll play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Huge chance for you tonight, Marvin. You could overtake Mark Wilson with a win. And really, that would put you in second place. Because so there are a couple split. Who've only, maybe only played like once or twice, and as Gordon DL requested, they will not be allowed to be in the shake-up come the end of the season.
I like that.
So essentially you would be
second.
You'd be second behind Andy Halliday if you could win tonight.
That's me in the split. Like, that's definitely a top six finish.
Can I bring in that suggestion? The top eight just play each other.
Just a playoff and you could still win it from here.
Yeah, you're I think that's what I need.
You're languishing, not going to lie. I'm languishing.
Not like him.
Anyway, still time for plenty calls when we finish this, but always good fun to pause at midway through the show and see what we can do. There are signed balls up for grabs. The guys have been signing the latest batch of them on their way in the studio, and Alexander is in East Kilbride. How's it going, Alexander?
Hey, I'm good, mate. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. Is this your first time on Beat the Pundit?
Yeah, as
right. Well, some people come on and talk themselves up, Alexander. Some people talk themselves down. Some don't really care. Where would you pitch yourself?
Well, I'm usually all right when I'm just playing by myself. But you know, what they say, when the pressure's on, you might struggle. So.
But listen, these two have shown that they bottle it from time to time in here as well. So I wouldn't worry about it. Heads, it will be Simon Donnelly. Tails, it is Marvin Bartley.
Alexander's wanting the heads here. He wants to play Simon.
You two are supposed to be in the same team.
Nah, we're not.
Never.
Alexander, who do you want to play, mate?
Are you, mate.
Oh, wow. All right.
Well, I'm afraid it's heads.
Oh,
he's not got his wish.
Unlucky.
So Simon against Alexander.
Come on, Si.
Here we go.
You were just complaining about the road closures and stuff around your way, so you can drop the ball at Alexander and East Kilbride.
Whereabouts in East Kilbride are you, Alexander?
I'm actually right near the road closures. It's a pain.
Perfect. There you go.
A nightmare.
It's a
just
match
now.
Made in heaven. Meet him at the temporary traffic lights.
You're not going to lose, so he's not going to get a sign ball.
Nah, he's feeling the worst.
We'll see.
What we will do here is give Simon something else to listen to so that he can't hear your attempts, Alexander. That's kind of the whole point. You have 30 seconds to just answer as many as you can, and you are allowed to pass if you want, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Good man. 30 seconds then, going on the clock, and your time starts now. Who's the only English team Neil Lennon has managed?
Pass.
True or false? Sean Connery played for Bonnie Rigrose.
False.
When did Scotland men's team last win a World Cup finals match?
1998.
Which player sits top of the Premiership assist table?
Dyson Maeda.
Rangers face which team in the Europa League quarterfinals next week?
Athletic Bilbao.
Tony Fitzpatrick has a stand named after him at which Premiership ground?
Pass.
Which Scottish team did St Johnstone manager Simo Vallecari play for?
Motherwell.
Okay, let's bring him back. Simon Donnelly, can you hear us?
I can indeed.
Same set of questions to you. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, 30 seconds on your clock, and the time starts now. Who's the only English team Neil Lennon has managed?
Derby.
True or false? Sean Connery played for Bonnie Rigrose.
False.
When did Scotland men's team last win a World Cup finals match?
Pass.
Which player sits top of the Premiership assist table?
Couldn't.
Rangers face which team in the Europa League quarterfinals next week?
Bilbao.
Tony Fitzpatrick has a stand named after him at which Premiership ground?
Sunderland.
Which Scottish team did St Johnstone manager Simo Vallecari play for?
Motherwell.
Alexander, have you done enough?
No, I think he's beat me.
Oh, wow, you must be awful.
I read the start as well.
I know.
Really bad start.
It took you ages as well.
I thought you'd malfunctioned at one point. Let's go through them and find out. The only English team Neil Lennon has managed is Bolton Wanderers.
Yeah.
None of you got it. Do you know for...
I realised that after.
Ah, so did he. That's always the
Who
way,
did you say, it? Alexander?
You passed, did you?
Yeah, I passed.
Oh, nice.
Do you know, for like literally no reason, me and one of my mates must have been really bored one night and just drove to Bolton to watch a Bolton Cardiff game when Neil Lennon was in charge. I'd see him looking back on it. I know. Why?
From up here?
Yes. Honestly, no idea.
Did you have comps? No.
No. Like, it was ages ago.
Things you do when you're young, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, like, why?
That's Derby.
I think my mate Colin had like a fuel card for his work or something. He probably just got him in trouble and thought, where could we go? Just drive far away. But I have no idea why. Anyway, that's an anecdote you never knew that you needed and you probably didn't. Bolton Wanderers, true or false, Sean Connery played for Bonnyrigg Rose. It's true.
Is it?
None of you got it. He was a winger in the 50s, apparently.
I knew that.
There you go. Actually, I didn't know that. Yeah. Never heard that before?
No.
You were rolling your eyes.
No, I didn't.
Okay, 0-0 after two questions.
Nice.
A classic.
It's a classic start.
The Scotland men's team last won a World Cup finals match. Unfortunately, Alexander, it was not 90. We went to the tournament. We did not win a game. I thought you didn't guess that. Simon, the World Cup only comes round every 4 years. Know. I'm annoyed that you passed it. Just guess a tournament. Too late now, right enough.
Yeah. 90 must have been.
Yes, it was. It was Sweden in 1990.
Alexander, get that?
No.
Alexander, you're decent, by the way.
It's nil.
He's good.
he's no worse than him.
Oh, yeah, but that takes some
doing. This is where I come into my...
I wasn't born the last time Scotland won, so...
I knew you were a young man, fair. Alexander. I could tell that. Right. Who is top of the Premiership assist table? It's... Alexander went Maeda. You went Kuhn.
Maybe you're laughing, it's...
It's Kuhn. It's Nicholas Kuhn. 1-0. Ah, Alexander, I'm gutted for you. I didn't want him to go ahead because you...
Because he's not going to get one right.
I'm then worried that Alexander's getting the donut. However...
By the way, help him to where I was worried I was getting the donut.
However, Rangers face which team in Europa League quarter-final next week? It is Athletic Bilbao. Alexander got it.
Nice.
So did Simon, though. So it's 2-1. Tony Fitzpatrick... has a stand at St Mirren, I'm afraid, Alexander. 3-1.
What? Alexander, who did you say?
I think you passed again.
I don't know.
He was a past master. He was Busquets. Alexander, that's what we're calling him. And Simo Vallecari played for Motherwell. Alexander knew that. He stuck a couple on the board. But Simon finished strong.
4-2.
4-2.
Alexander, you can call up any Wednesday, mate. You're really good. You call up any Wednesday you want, pal.
Listen to him.
Get Alexander's right up.
I'll be back, Marvin.
Used to be absolutely hopeless. Got a 0 last year. Now he's given it the big in because he could have moved into
second
place tonight.
That'd have been a shoo-in as
That's
well.
That's a massive one.
Yeah, it takes you off the bottom.
You massive are one. A Rangers fan, Alexander, is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, over a week to go, right? So it's a bit of an early shout from me. But I wonder, how are you feeling about this Bilbao tie now that it's at least getting semi-close?
I'm actually getting a bit nervous for it. They're a really, really good side. They've got some fantastic players, the Williams brothers and Sonset, some really good attacking players. So I honestly don't know, but something seems to happen to us in Europe where we actually decide to play football, so can I tell?
Two things keep happening in this, don't they? People keep saying, this will be the one, I'll stop now, you know, get found out now. People keep saying it with that degree of certainty, and other people keep saying, yeah, but... I've said that before, and looking forward to it anyway. A couple of good
Hugh Keevan's prediction.
Busy midweeks for all that. Yeah, that's the most
still,
important thing. Hanging
alive.
On, he's got them finalists.
Still alive,
has he?
Yeah.
Rangers fans wouldn't have been happy hearing.
He's booked a timeshare in Bilbao because he's got this one, and then come back for the final.
Of course, the finals is right.
So, yeah. Going to be a good couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, a massive couple of weeks. Like you said, I know it's a week away or whatever, but no, I agree with Alexander there. You know, Rangers seem to really turn up on a Thursday night. It's going to be a difficult one though. Bilbao are a really good team for the players you mentioned and obviously the way they play, but listen, if you're going to get to a final, you're going to have to, you know, beat some big teams. They did it last time they managed to get to the final, so yeah, they'll be full of confidence. Alexander, you going to the game, are you?
Yeah, hopefully.
Nice, mate.
Ooh. What about the weekend, Alexander? You're over the drama of Dens. What did you make of that? Are you the type that just gets happy with the win, or do you look at some of the elements of the performance and worry about?
I think I'm happy with a win, but I think you can't ignore the faults there, you know, the defensive issues. Like, I don't know what it seems like we need to, under Barry Ferguson, we need to go behind to actually kick into gear, except from against Celtic and Fenerbahce, which on paper should be more difficult games. I'm actually quite worried for the weekend because I think Hibs are a really, really good side. They're in excellent form.
Just out of curiosity, I think it was the best game neutral-wise of the season. I should have probably warned you about that question because it's quite hard to recall, but can you think of many?
No, I think that was a good game.
In terms of
really good game.
Topsy-turvy and right to the last kick of the ball, virtually.
Because it also kind of stayed that way throughout Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you get dramatic finishes yeah. in games. I'm thinking
right for the start of the
your
game.
Team,
Hibs.
The Aberdeen, the big sliding goals game, Rocky Bashiri, and so on. So I'm an amazing drama at the end, but this did it for the entire game. Really,
it was the whole game because Rangers were involved in one against Hibs as well, weren't they? 3-3. Oh, yeah, Ingerman runs through at the end and misses. But
there was good point. There was other chances in the game as well, and goals chopped off, and
this has had a few chances.
He certainly did, but he pops up with the winner.
Yeah, no, it was. It was a really good game. Really enjoyed watching that one.
So what we're trying to say, what's the Venn diagram? Is Hibs, Rangers, Dundee, are those like the kind of entertainers?
They're the entertainers of the league.
So what does that mean? That you're leaky at one end and...
Yeah, it means you're very open.
And you don't know what to expect. You don't know how the game's going.
They meet each other on the weekend, don't they? Like Alexander said there, Rangers v Hibs. Massive, massive game for both. Hibs could win that. That'd be humongous.
Could you see that?
No.
Oh, there we go. He's killed it.
No, I can't. I can't see them going to Ibrox and beating them. I think we could get a point though. Take a point all day long. But yeah, I think to go there and win would be difficult.
Thank you to Alexander. Braving it, giving Beat the Pundit a go. And he lost to a man that wasn't even in very good form. No, I think that's what annoys me.
Listen, when you're at that stage of the league, you just need a win.
Just grind them out. You need to stay up, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if we restructure the leagues, mate, you could be...
Any win at all.
You could be going on to 4-1. Is that the sister for a show? Is it 4-1?
I don't think we've got a football show at night, though.
So yeah, that's fine. No, just put one in the day.
Play music.
Yeah, that's all right. Put one there.
And just on Neil Lennon, when we're going through the questions here, Dunfermline tonight. What can the next chapter of this Dunfermline story from the last 10 days or so bring up?
I think it's a difficult game again, though, because Livingston keep that little bit of pressure on Falkirk. I couldn't believe it at the weekend. I was covering the Celtic game, and one of the guys. I says, obviously you've got an eye on that game, and he says Wanyama's been sent off. I could not believe.
Yeah. So as
on his debut,
as happens in these instances, not in the team tonight, suspended. I mean, there to try and help. Probably won't be cheap.
We sat here last week, discussed what he could bring to the team and all that positivity.
It's not what you had in mind, is it?
Well, the caller had it in mind. Remember the caller that was saying,
"That's right." Yeah, someone said he's miles off it. By the way, where is that guy? Get him back on.
We need him back. It's a huge game for them tonight, though. I know. Listen, Livingston winning the cup on Sunday, you're hoping that they had one or two to celebrate, and they come into this game and they're a little bit complacent. Again, it's at Dunfermline as well. So it's on the grass, so slightly different for Livy, but yeah, it's a big game for them, and it gets even bigger at the weekend when they face Hamilton as well. So Neil Lennon will be looking for reaction, won't he, on the back of the air game, and hopefully for his sake he can get it today.
Tough task for this man, isn't it? Trying to decide who he wants to upset the least. His pal Lenny.
I'm kicked off a paddle this Friday that they're playing because there was five of us. So
what, you're meant to be playing with Neil Lennon?
You've been Rory removed. I was a good guy. I just said, you know what,
This is his thing now.
Get a couple of wins in. He is, as long as he doesn't have to move too much.
That's why a few weeks ago
it would have been just a game of constant movement.
Davey this, Davey that.
He makes Rory run around for him.
You know, he'd have been sucking up to Livy a few weeks ago, but now he's a Dunfermline man all of a sudden. Funny that.
You're ex Livy.
What does that mean?
You're ex Dunfermline, aren't you?
Yeah.
There we go. We've got a derby in here tonight, you two.
Well, that's not a derby.
No, but Simon's ex Dunfermline, I'm
saying.
I'm listening, me and him. There's no derby between us.
The last time I played with you, we battled you in the Masters. So.
We've not been invited back since, by the way.
That's because you're a health risk. Insurance wouldn't cover you going
paddle.
Back.
We'll take you on at paddle as well.
Yeah?
Well, he's the same at that. He just charges around and bashes into things.
Just uses the plastic to stop, mate. It's fine.
Honestly.
So is it doubles at paddle?
Yeah.
Oh, you've never even played?
No. I've seen it. Is it only doubles?
No, but you need a smaller court, really. So yeah. Most of the
you
places
play
here
with
have got the
Lenny or against?
No, definitely against.
Who's your partner?
He's not my partner because I've been biffed, but Aaron, a boy called Aaron.
Right.
Played with a few people, played with Gordon before.
He's a health hazard.
Yeah.
He's a charger. Yeah.
I can confirm that. I can picture
it. I'm hopeless as well, but he's a charger. 0141 951 1025. That is the number that you need. Get in touch tonight at Clyde SSB on Twitter as well. Let's bring in William, who's on. How are you, William?
Not too bad, now, and yourself, lad?
Good here, thank you for asking. What are you thinking tonight?
Slightly controversial, like everyone else, I actually kind of prefer the 16th league team idea. But what I'd also do, now, this might not go down too well with some people, is I would get rid of the League Cup. We'll take your club for a second, Gordon, right? So he played 7 games this season. Take your 38 games in the league. So Motherwell will be playing 45 games this season. If you're a team who doesn't qualify for Europe, but you're in that League Cup league phase, you have 4, so that's 42. If you're Celtic, you get into that second qualifying round, you get 4 more games there for the League Cup. Again, that's 42. So if we go to a 16 league team league, you have your 40 games, so the lads are playing 5 or 2 less games a season. With that, then, to try and make it a bit more competitive, what the Belgian Pro League do is, that middle six, the team that wins that middle six, they get essentially what would be the Scottish Cup Europa League spot. And that might make it a bit more competitive that way. With that then as well, for the fans, what I'd be thinking, if you're saying, Johnson will say, you're playing Celtic 3 times a season, you're playing Rangers 3 times a season, you don't want to go to your own games, and as you often see online, because maybe it's the crowds are a little bit too rowdy for them, or else maybe it's the singing. If they're all of a sudden playing air or playing something else, you're hoping then the game is a bit more competitive to get more fans into the stadium. That's generating more revenue for themselves.
I think the whole league bit of that is incredibly sensible and well thought out. I'd be so sad if we got rid of the League Cup.
The League Cup.
Because so many countries don't have one, and actually that's why, to go on to a slightly different tangent about the topic last night of giving teams a free, you know, a free week if they're trying to qualify for Europe. We often hear this. Other countries do it. Other countries don't have a League Cup. Yeah. And that, to be fair to William, that is why we don't have that many free dates in the calendar. It's part of the reason that we're congested and we play a lot of games. But I also really like the fact that we've got that competition that we take seriously.
Yeah. No, I do like the League Cup. And again, like in this country, it gives teams from like League Two, for example, to play against Premier League teams in the first group stage thing. And if you can get through that, then, you know, potentially join one of the big boys as well. I think financially, and definitely as a player at a lower level, you look forward to that League Cup. And also, it gets more eyes on our game because the timing is it July that it's played? There's no more competitive football. So, yeah, it'd be a difficult one to get rid of that.
What was his point with the middle?
Belgium do something similar, and someone did, I think, say this last night, to the point that Marvin made earlier, if you're going to have a split, like what's that kind of next batch actually playing for? Well, you get something if you finish top of that, basically, like a European spot or whatever.
Problem with that is that you're better off finished then in seventh place and going into that next thing than you are finishing in the top six and finishing sixth, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you won't get anything for finishing sixth. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I'm, again, it's just thinking I'll just be like
the achievement of finishing higher up.
Yeah, but I'm
so the team below you, yeah, can you essentially get into Europe.
William's point is different though from anything we've heard, because about the League Cup. William, I'm interested because you're a Celtic fan.
I'm Irish. I'm a Celtic fan. Yeah.
That's the, you know, it's become in recent seasons so important because it's part of a treble. You know, I wonder about taking that out as a Celtic fan. Would you be okay with that?
If it meant the betterment of the league, I would, because then what you're doing all of a sudden is you might start the league a little bit earlier in the summer months when it's nice and it's sunny, and again you have those kind of competitive games in the good weather, you're getting people out. I went over to see Celtic, was at Ross County, 2014. It was maybe 2 days after Christmas Day. The weather was brutal. It was a nil-all draw. You know, it allowed teams that opportunity that if it's bad weather around Christmas time, we can cancel it. We can go on the Christmas break a little bit earlier, let the pitches get back into a bit of better condition. Looks good for Sky. All of these sort of things gives families that little bit of a break at Christmas time as well, when they're under that little bit of financial pressure. Mm-hmm. And even just on what Marvin was saying there about, are you better off finishing seventh all of a sudden or finishing eighth and trying to get that top spot in the middle six rather than finishing with, say, fifth? Well, the other side of it is if I come with, say, seventh and I get that top spot, I'm in the Europa Conference League, whereas if I keep battling and I get, let's say, fourth, I'm in the Europa League. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get more money that way, and you're going to get a better team. You could even maybe get Manchester United or someone, rather than where you can get in the Europa League Conference draw.
You can't say William hasn't thought this
through. I'm liking
William's point.
Well, he's now won you over.
No, he's not won me over, but I respect what he's saying. There's a lot of thought going into it. Yeah, he's backing everything up that he says, so I understand his argument. Definitely. That's been the best one that we've had.
It also comes with one of the biggest ramifications, though, because of the League Cup. Because the thing about the League Cup here is, if you ask Ross County fans or St Mirren fans or
St Johnston.
Yeah, well, they won the Scottish Cup as well, but you know, or various other. It does tend to be your best chance of winning something, yeah. And then actually for the big two, it remains important, like I said, because it's part of a treble. And I know maybe things are skewed in recent seasons because Celtic have kind of started making that normal. You know, it hasn't been over the long history of Scottish football. But yeah, so I feel like
I wouldn't like to see the League Cup taken away. I agree with Marv there. I think William has thought that through, and it sounds pretty good if it was to get to a 16-team Premiership.
Well, I suppose then it depends what the desire is for fewer games, because you could still absolutely do William's league plan and keep the league cup. But if they feel, I think the other thing again, by the way, William is bang across this. William should be in charge of running the game. The thing that probably needs to come back, if you're moaning about fixture congestion, if you can find a way of getting a winter break back, whether it, you know, I was at McDermott Park today. The pitch is starting to look a bit better over the bit of good weather, but you know, I think they played on it five times in December, January, something like that. You know, and a lot of pitches are struggling.
The weather's so harsh as well, isn't it, over that period as well? So, you know, groundsmen, you know, work ever so hard to get it into any sort of condition. But yeah, playing games on it over that sort of period when it's really bad weather, you know, the pitch never gets time to recover. So that is one thing, you know, potentially bringing that back. But no, I like William's points. But yeah, the League Cup, for me, it has to stay. And like you said there, Gordon, you know, Ross Counties and teams like that, that's a good chance for them to, you know, go on and win something. So yeah, I couldn't see it going. From a Celtics fan's point of view, William, it's a little bit easier, isn't it? Because he expects to win. There's only two more competitions to win domestically, and he expects to win at least one of those, if not both of those. But I think for other teams, you know, that they wouldn't be for that, losing the League Cup.
All right, thank you to William. It's certainly well thought out. One of the best presented cases I think we've had in the last couple of nights. I just don't know if I could say goodbye to the League Cup, but we'll wait and see. Thank you, William. We'll speak to Michael after these.
1-4-1-9-5-1-1-0-2-5. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Simon Donnelly and Marvin Bartley are here. It's 0141 951 1025. That is the number that you need. So give us a call, send us a tweet. This will be good fun, this teaser, because I've got the question, but I've not got the answers written down. This will be
Could be good.
This will be good. Maybe there's been a printing issue. One of the producers can run through with a question, and I'll give you it in a moment or two, because it's a decent question as well. So I want to see how you fare on this question tonight. But in the meantime, keep the calls flowing in. You can tweet us at Clyde SSB, and let's see what you have got. Let's see. Michael's on. How are you, Michael?
Hi, evening, panel. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Good. What made you call tonight?
This theory is a bit, talking about the, I've heard the chat the last couple of days over the league reconstruction. I think 10 teams, going back to 10 teams is ludicrous, but anyway, it's still to be voted on, debated upon, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But my theory is a bit out in the dark kind of thing, but I believe, am I right in saying it's 18 teams in the Lowland League below League 2 just now?
Think you are right.
So my theory would be roughly a similar format in England. It would be three divisions of 20, two automatic down, and still have your playoff, like similar to the English Championship. Like, I believe it's still about 38 games, but realistically, 9 times out of 10 with the Old Firm, I believe you would still get your 3-4 Old Firm games a season.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Because they would meet in the cup?
Yeah, meet in the cup, yeah. Kind of thing. Yeah.
Difficult, though, isn't it? Because, I mean, I think the TV deal is for the league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Sky TV deal was an example for the league, and you're looking for the guarantees. Could we sustain it? You know, I mean, Michael, you look at if you look across, and I'm not saying it has to work this way, but if you look right across Europe, obviously the ones you mentioned, England, but like it or lump it, they're one of the biggest footballing parts of the world.
The world, but yeah.
Other than that, and as a, you know, like La Liga, see if you look right across, even Germany, a much bigger footballing nation than us, I think of 18, France 18. Then see after that, the comparable, even remotely comparable countries, Greece 14, Holland 18, Belgium 16, Austria 12, Denmark 12, Sweden 16, Norway 16. We couldn't go to 20, could we?
No, it'd be far too many. We couldn't do it. And listen, outside of, you know, Celtic and Rangers and the TV deal and all this other things, what team's going to vote for that? At this moment in time, I keep talking about finances because it's such a big thing within Scotland. When you finish in the top six and it goes into that split, Hibs, for example, they're guaranteed they'll play Celtic, Rangers, you know, Hearts, Aberdeen, and whoever else finishes in there, Dundee United at this moment in time. So, you're guaranteed, you know, sellouts. So if you've got Hearts at home, you've got Celtic at home, you've got Rangers at home, they're not going to go to 20 teams and they can only play, you know, Rangers at home, Celtic at home once, Hearts at home once. It's just not going to work. Financially, it doesn't work for those football clubs. That's outside of all the other things. I don't think we have enough strong teams to have a competitive League of 20 anyway.
Having said that, all that, William, is the reason you say it, because I think some fans are allowed to see this differently. You just want to see more, don't you? You want to see more variety.
I mean, the way I see it, Gordon, is I think it would be more. I mean, if you look at the bottom six, for instance, of the Premiership and then the top six of the Championship, the budgets are roughly similar. I'm not saying, Marvin makes a good point there in the sense of that, obviously, you have clubs like Hibs and Hearts, but every club wants the gate coming in from the old firm, of course. I just think it would make it more competitive. I think it would produce a lot more players coming through pro youth wise and that kind of thing. That's been spoken about at length as well. But I think it's a good theory. I mean, a lot of the callers are saying 16 teams just now, which would make it but would most clubs go for that? I don't think so.
That's going to be the other thing. You know, I keep referring to this poll. I'm not saying it's, you know, the be all and end all, but it's quite a lot of people have voted on it that we put, you know, kind of, where are we up at the, you know, well over 2,000. So
I think the consensus
53% for 16 teams, 33% for 14. I do wonder if clubs would go the whole hog and go 16. I feel like probably not, but I don't know.
I don't think they will for reasons that Marv said there about finance to their own club. But I think the consensus is, you touched on the word there, variety. I think there's a keenness out there for some sort of variety. Whatever way that comes towards us, I don't know, but I think 20 is far too much. I mean, Marv sees a lot more of the Championship than me, but you were saying that even at 16 you felt
it'd
be overloaded with teams of not enough quality.
Yeah.
So you're talking another four on top of that.
I'm not saying it has to go on population size. I'm not saying this is an ultimate deal breaker. It just would feel really surprising if the kind of three countries in Europe with 20 team leagues were Spain, Scotland, England, and England. Italy have it as well, maybe, actually. Aye. So I think England, Spain, Italy, and Scotland, it would be quite. Yeah, just it doesn't feel like that would fit.
It doesn't fit at all. It doesn't work, and you know, as I said, we just don't have the quality for it. I think it just dilutes the top flight massively as well in terms of quality. You're talking about bringing in, would that be eight teams from top eight from the Championship coming into the Premier League? It's just.
Well, listen, we can agree to disagree, Michael. For the here and now, you're a Motherwell fan. Are they going to make the top six or not?
I hope so, Gordon, but certainly the performance at the weekend wasn't great, but I certainly hope so. Michael Werner's got us playing some good football, but I think there's still a couple of games to go, a couple of tough fixtures, but hopefully we'll get there in the end and see the tops, into the top six.
Do you think Motherwell had to take something at Pittodrie to do that? I mean, it's still perfectly possible in the games.
Well, mathematically, it's still possible. Pittodrie's always a hard ground to go to, but if you at least get a point up there, I think it would have seen us get into the top six. But it's mega competitive between and the Scottish Premiership just now. Certainly, if you look at it from 10th even up to fourth place, there's not a lot of points. It's certainly competitive, but hopefully we get there in the end. You never know.
To Marvin and Simon, that, you know, again, we're talking about what can we change. If you're talking about the split right now, we are seeing yet again another example of a season where the race for the top six is really working, isn't it? If you look at Motherwell being in there, who do you think will get there in the end out of the kind of three?
You're not going to like my answer. I think the six that are there just now will be the six that are there at the end.
You don't think St Mirren will get crash it either?
No, I think the top six. And I don't know if that's happened too many times.
That's a good question, because in paper that should be the top six, but I wonder if it ever has. Someone can tell me that. Any statos out there?
Have Motherwell got left to play, Gordon? Do you play
Kilmarnock away?
By the way, the good news for St Mirren and Murrells, I predicted that.
Can Aberdeen still fall out of it?
Oh, you're looking for your... Well, Aberdeen won the championship.
Oh, that's true.
Kilmarnock away and Hearts at home.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, it's in your own hands, isn't it? I just think Hearts.
Depending on what St Mirren do.
I think Hearts will just be too strong. I think that'll be the top six. And again, you know, for Scottish football, I think that is that's the big six, isn't it? Going into top six, that'd be brilliant.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you to Michael. Again, no problem in agreeing to disagree on the suggestions. Give us your thoughts, please. You've now got not very long in the full-time teaser. It's an easy one.
Oh, the producer forgot the answers.
Can you name, thanks to Ian and Govan for sending this in, with Ben Doak being linked to Everton this week? Did you see that?
No.
I did.
There's a Merseyside derby on.
Tonight. He'd be working on the deal.
I was going to say, do you get any inside info for us?
I haven't.
Yes, you have. Show us your phone.
Your friend Jackie represents Ben Doak, doesn't he?
He does indeed,
yes. Is he going to Everton? Come on, give us an exclusive.
I just read it like you, Gordon.
Nonsense. Can you name the last six Scotsmen to play over 50 times for Everton?
Davy Weir.
Yes.
Duncan Ferguson.
Not the last six, no.
Naismith.
Stephen Naismith, my good friend, yes. Take one more guess from you.
You're laughing at.
So with Ben Doak being linked to Everton this week, can you name the last six Scotsmen to play for Everton over 50 times? If you're just joining us and for whatever reason you've never heard this before, the full time teaser this is. So that's where you come up with the questions, they try and answer them, and you email them into us fulltime@clyde1.com. No, Stephen Naismith, Davy Weir,
the other Naismith,
Ferguson,
Gary Naismith.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll get the rest of the answers when we return.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Marvin Bartley and Simon Donnelly are here. Before we move on, just let me tell you about something that's pretty cool. We've teamed up with the Scottish Football Museum to give you the chance to win a private tour of the museum and Hampden Stadium for 10 people. It's actually a really good experience and a lot of history attached there, and some really good stuff to see. So they're open 7 days a week over the Easter holidays. That'd be a great day out for the whole family. I know people are always looking for stuff to do, and the kids are potentially driving you mad. So you can learn about the footballing history from the 19th century right up to the present. The old turnstiles are there. You can sit in the old dressing room, see the Scottish Cup, that sort of thing. There's also Cafe Hampden. You want a bit of lunch or a cup of coffee? I'm in there all the time. But don't let that put you off. See the amount of time I spend cafe sitting in Hampden. That cafe, by the way. You know, just there working.
Of course.
Like time to kill.
Yep.
I need a season ticket for that place. Good coffees. Anyway, head online to Clyde1.com now to find out more, and you can enter to win that brilliant tour, private tour for 10 at the museum and Hampden Park. So that's a brilliant way to spend your Easter holidays. Clyde1.com. Go and check it out, please. On your teaser tonight, we're looking for, thank you to Ian and Govan again for sending it in to fulltime@clyde1.com. With Ben Doak's reported link to Everton this week, could you name the last six Scotsmen to play for Everton over 50 times? It's quite a lot. Stephen Naismith, Gary Naismith, and Davy Weir. Take one more guess each.
Hutchison.
No.
Ooh. McFadden.
Yes. 147.
I thought that was a good one.
I thought that was a good one as
I'm interested in the time of Don Hutchison. He must have just missed out. I'm interested in that one.
Or the producer. No, it's not the producer.
No, why are you trying to blame the producers, man?
Who's put this in?
Ian.
That's fine. Look, you've only got two to get, so we can leave it and we can hopefully get it before the end of the show. Right. 01419511025. You could still squeeze some calls in if you want, or we could whiz round some of the other talking points across Scottish football. Kasper Schmeichel, 5 or 6 weeks. Simon, what's your verdict? That's the apparent absence.
I think it's a blow. Obviously, he's been a big character and had a really good season, in my opinion, for Celtic. Sinisalo did well at the weekend, called upon the first couple of minutes, you know, and for a goalkeeper that hadn't been playing regular, he had to be focused and on his game. I said last week in the show, it's a great opportunity because there's big games coming up in the league, in the semi-final of the Scottish Cup. And the other side of that coin, it's hugely frustrating for Kasper Schmeichel because it looks as if he's going to miss these games.
I think from Brendan's point of view, he gets to see him now, doesn't he, in competitive games.
Yeah.
Listen, did he want to lose Schmeichel? No chance. But sometimes you need to know what kind of a backup player can do. And listen, if Schmeichel was fit, he's going to play every game, wasn't he, between now and the end of the season. So he's put in a situation there where he says, well, okay, go on then, go and show him what you can do. And then he knows where he's at for kind of next season as well. Listen, Schmeichel's getting no younger. He's 38 now. So at some point, he's going to need to bring in another goalkeeper. But as soon as Salo's in the building, you know, he can step up potentially to be a number one. Then I think, you know, it could be a huge benefit for them.
That time frame takes you to roughly, I don't know, if it was to be bang on that, if it was to be bang on the 5 weeks from now, I think he would play maybe the final two league games plus the cup final if Celtic were to get there. Obviously, if that goes to 6 weeks, it would be one league. So it still feels quite precarious that yeah. You're not a million miles off a tiny setback and he misses the full season.
Yeah, and listen, I wouldn't like to rule him out completely, but it's looking that way. It's looking, you know, shoulder as well, goalkeeper. You said it seemed to be in a lot of pain at the time. I don't see him coming back.
Oh, really?
I don't see him coming back this season.
No, I'm in agreement with that as well. I think it's almost safer as well, knowing that you've got him for next season. Is it worth, you know, bringing him in, like you said there, Gordon, for the last game of the season and then potentially the Scottish Cup final if they do make it to that, and then you aggravate it, then all of a sudden over the summer and then you're going into the next season with it. You know, I just don't think it's one of those things that Celtic will want to take a risk with. Schmeichel, obviously, you know, being a goalkeeper and being a winner and playing the games that he has played, and he will want to come back as soon as possible.
To get back.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, I mean, but potential, obviously, they've got to get through the semi-final, yeah. But a potential final, that might be the one that he's got his eye on.
Of course, yeah. Something you protect him from yourself, don't you, as a player? And that's when the management and the physio will come into it.
Yeah, Brendan Rodgers did say he was optimistic that he'd return before the end of the season, so we'll see. The calls are still coming in fairly regularly, so let's squeeze one more in with Russell, who's from Aberdeen. How are you, Russell?
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good. I just want to make a case for an 18-team league.
Oh, okay, go on then.
And then two 12-team leagues below that.
Okay.
And I think the reason 18's perfect is it would be two games against each team, and I know that means that you're going to get your four Old Firm games in a season, but we survived 5 years with the Rangers in the league with no Old Firm games, so I think we can make it work. And for me, there's teams in the Championship like Dunfermline, Falkirk, Livingston, and well, Inverness as well, that are traditional Premier League teams. So I think there's not much between them and Ross County. I think you could bring them all up, and 18 would be perfect for me.
I'm being pedantic here because I'm not disagreeing with Russell in terms of there are some big clubs, but I also think we maybe need to prepare ourselves for the fact that football, that's what's so brilliant about it. It's a meritocracy. It doesn't really matter if you're big or not. So yeah. These teams could still drop out of that. You know, with all due respect to Dunfermline, and they're really interesting just now, and Neil Lennon and Victor Wanyama, and they are a big club and they do get big fans. They've been nowhere near the Premiership on a footballing merit basis for a long time. In fact, they've been in League One a couple of times.
Yeah,
it can happen. I think we can acknowledge it as a reason that it might boost the top flight, but let's just not forget that it doesn't always pan out that way. If you take England now, you know, some of the established so-called Premier League teams would be Bournemouth. Bournemouth are nowhere near the size of Leeds or Sheffield Wednesday,
yeah,
or even going back, United, I don't even know, Bradford maybe before.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. You don't then get a divine right to be in the top flight just because what X amount of fans through the gate.
Well, exactly that. You know, it doesn't make any difference how many fans you can bring in. You have to get there. And listen, Dunfermline are closer to being in League One than they are to being in the Premier League. I just, you know, I get your points, Russell. I get what you're saying. I just don't think we have enough to do that. I just don't think the league's enough. I don't think it will be voted in for the reasons I said earlier. Financially, it makes no sense. If I'm a chief exec or, you know, owner of a football club, there is no chance I'm going to want to go to 18 teams and dilute the amount of money coming in. Like, some teams solely rely on that. I know from being at Livingston, being a really small team within the Premiership, you know, finishing in the top six and getting those big gates coming in, the players are financially rewarded for that.
To be fair though, Russell, I'm going to guess that people who say this, they'll think that the league would just be better and therefore you can attract more money. Is that kind of the way you see it?
I mean, well, one of the things I think it'll do is it'll open up the league to probably allow more young players to come through. I think that's sadly lacking now. teams are under pressure, so you try to win the league, you're trying to avoid relegation, and you're also trying to get in the top six. Nobody's got any space to put young players in their teams anymore. And I think, all right, the 18 teams, there might be some weak teams that would get hammered by Rangers and Celtic and Aberdeen, obviously. But I think over the long term, it would be the benefit of Scottish football. I also think four games a season with everybody is boring. And I remember Gordon Strachan saying that he played Celtic six times one season for Aberdeen, and that was the reason he wanted to go to England, because he was just sick of the same opposition every other week.
Do you think more young players play now than when we had 10 teams in the league?
But I don't think, we didn't have the pressure of the split then, Marv. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so. The teams that are sitting 7th and 8th, can they risk not making the top 6? Because like you say, there is financial benefits of being in the top 6. But yeah. And I would also do something, I'd like to do something more with the League Cup. See the group stages that we play at the start. So Aberdeen have been in that the last couple of years when we've not been in Europe, and I've really enjoyed them. Mm-hmm. And see, when we are in Europe, I kind of missed it, because I was like, it was a good like pre-season. You get to play your local teams, you get to play, you know, Peterhead, Jelgens and stuff like that. And that's good. And I think we could do that for everybody if we went to 34 league games. We could expand the League Cup for a wee group section that all the European teams are playing as well.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you know what? See, now that you think about it, the whole debate, the whole discussion is based around what do you want to change, and therefore you almost focus on the things that are wrong. We still have imperfections, but I wonder if we're being a bit harsh on ourselves, because actually in recent seats, so we've gone to 12 with the split, we've had that for quite a while, we're used to that, but since then we've added the playoffs. Now everybody, again, are they perfect? No. Could they be better? Are they weighted a bit too much? Maybe.
Yeah.
But it's clearly much better with the playoffs than it was before. Yeah. Again, can't speak for everyone, but I think most people prefer the League Cup now than a few years ago before the group stage. So it does feel like we've actually made some not bad, and no, listen, Scottish football gets loads wrong, it really does, but I feel like we've made some not bad competition decisions.
I'm liking it. As I said, I like the, you know, 12 teams in the Premier League. I like the split. Like you said, the only thing that potentially changed now is the playoffs. I think if you finish in 11th place, you should go into a normal playoff, and you shouldn't be given an advantage outside of playing the team who finishes fourth in the Championship. The League Cup, I agree, you know, definitely with Russell. I think it's a really good thing. So yeah, there's a lot Scottish football is getting right at this moment in time. I don't think it needs changing. Listen, even the number of people going through the gates now, you know, drastically improved as well. So yeah, exactly. Clearly things are going in the right direction.
That is a good point, because then, you know, people do use that stat about this, you know, the best supported league per capita in Europe. So that doesn't scream we must have change. No. It also doesn't mean you shouldn't try and be better.
Oh no, of course.
But there's
not.
Probably just that sweet spot to find, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, if we had a real crisis on our hands and everything was heading downwards, then
I think that's the point. That's what I tried to say earlier on the show. There's nothing really hitting us in the face out there that's saying we have to change.
Having said that, I do like Russell's, but can we get away to get more young players in the league? So that would be another thing to take into account. There's lots happening. Thank you, Russell. As
cheers,
you can
mate.
Hear, we're almost out of time. The last six Scotsmen to play for Everton over 50 times: Stephen Naismith, Gary Naismith, James McFadden, Davy Weir.
You getting other ones?
Scott Gemmell.
Yes.
Scott Gemmell, yes?
Yes, 110 times.
That weren't me. That was me.
That
wasn't me. The show says that I guess Scott Gemmell, not
shameless.
You.
Shameless. Terrible. Right, one more.
Clues.
He's the most recent one.
It's not Patterson.
Yeah.
Is it?
Just over 50.
I told you it's Patterson.
Did you?
He's miles off it.
Thank you very much to Simon Donnelly and to Marvin Bartley. We are back at 6 o'clock tomorrow with Gordon DL and Mark Wilson. I look forward to seeing you then. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Hopefully we get some more sunshine tomorrow, and it is 6 o'clock here. As always, I'll speak to you then.